The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Cavan is one of four counties that doesn't have a non-religious school option. And mother of two, Gabriel Houghton, has highlighted the difficulty to get a non-denominational school in her locality, with the closest Educate Together school 25 minutes away. And she joins us now. Good evening to you. You have, is it two girls?
I do. I have twin girls.
And they are in, how close is their school to you?
So our local school is less than 4 minutes away. So that's where they're attending at the moment.
Right, beside it. But you would prefer access, I presume, Gabrielle, to a school with a different ethos. Isn't that what you're saying? They're in a Catholic school, but you'd like something different.
They are. They're in a Catholic school. So there's about 17 schools within kind of a 20-mile radius of me, and all of them are Catholic. So the nearest kind of non-religious or Educate Together school would be, it's actually nearly 30 minutes away from us. So it's just unfortunately not practical. But obviously we also want them to be able to go to school where they play football and they have their friends and everything else. So, you know, the local school was going to potentially be our choice, but we are tied to a
Catholicism
option.
And am I right? Yeah. Your daughters are Church of Ireland.
They were christened Church of Ireland, yes. So that's obviously things have changed an awful lot from that situation. So they're going to be 9 now this year. So they were christened Church of Ireland. And even at that, we'd have maybe one Church of Ireland school. But our preference is for non-religious education for them, because it doesn't play a part in either myself or my husband's life. My husband is Catholic, and I was technically Church of Ireland. I didn't have much of an option with that when I was growing up.
Sure.
But, you know, both my parents, my father was Roman Catholic, my mother was Church of Ireland. So I had quite a religious upbringing, which was probably one of the driving forces. Both Keith and I were the same. So that was kind of the driving force for us to not really have that for our kids.
I'm just in, I suppose I'm trying to get my head around what it is that you're looking for, because like a lot of people would move to a you see it all the time, particularly in the UK, people move to areas to get to the school that you want for your children. Did you know when you moved to the area that you live in that you were surrounded by exclusively Catholic schools? Did you ever give this any consideration, I suppose, in advance?
Well, I suppose when you say consideration, there's 156 schools in the entire country of Ireland that are non-denominational. So when, you know, you kind of get asked re-choice, when 88.5% of the schools in the country are under the one ethos, it's very difficult. I mean, I don't need to tell everybody there that, I mean, we have a housing crisis here. It's difficult enough for people to buy homes around where they live, let alone to be able to selectively choose where you live specifically to decide where you send your children to school. So, yes, absolutely. We were acutely aware of that. But, you know, we need to be able to live somewhere where we can live, where we can purchase a property and we can survive. So unfortunately, school choice, it's not as easy as that here. So, and I know we get asked this repeatedly, you know, why don't you move somewhere else? Why don't you do this? You know, we live in a country where we should be able to send our children to the local school 4 minutes down the road. I mean, I would expect that everybody would be entitled to do that.
Yes, but on that basis, should everybody be entitled to the school down the road to be of the ethos that they prefer? Like, there will always be some people who are atheists or a minority religion or what have you. I think the latest proportion of parents expressing a preference for change of the current situation in terms of the schools is about 16%. So it is.
I think you need to be careful with the statistics. So just when we come to the Department of Education survey that's been released, I think it's important to make a really clear definition. So the statistics that were released were 40% of parents whose children already attend denominational education. So the parents that took part in that survey, the ones that were surveyed, there was three cohorts. One was the preschool children, so parents preparing children for school, those that were already in primary school education, and they fell into two different categories. One was those attending denominational schools, which constitute 88%, well, actually nearly 94% of all schools. And then the others were those attending secular schools already. So the likes of education.
So are you saying that figure that says 16% of all eligible households expressing a preference for change is not correct?
The department themselves, it's not correct, because the department themselves have declared that they've only released the statistics from those parents of children attending denominational schools.
Do you accept that the majority, and by the way, I have no axe to grind here whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
I'm an atheist and my children
I think it's important for
my children went to a Church of Ireland school and I wouldn't be religious at all. But what about most parents of children in denominational schools? What about that statistic say that they want them to remain as they are, and that the main issue people had was about co-education, boys and girls being mixed, not about denominational at all?
Well, I think, again, because you're only taking a percentage of that, and that's where statistics are very, very important. So there's 60% of those in denominational schools. So they haven't looked at those coming in.
But as you pointed out earlier, Gabrielle, like that's you just said that's about 90%. So that's a pretty representative amount.
I said 90% of the schools in Ireland. So 88.5% are Catholic, and then when you take in other religious denominations, nearly 90% of the school choice in Ireland is denominational.
So if the majority in denominational schools covers 90% of the schools, that's a pretty representative statistic of people attending school.
Will you say that? Because what's their other option? They've nowhere else to go.
Well, they're only expressing preferences here. They're not expressing anything to do with where they are.
I think you've misunderstood me there. So the statistics that were released were only of denominational schools. So you're excluding the 40,000 students that already attend secular education.
Yeah.
So there's over 40,000 students already selected.
If you're taking in 90% of the schools, that is representative, wouldn't it be?
Well, not when you don't have the statistics. So this is the problem. The Department of Education haven't released the full number. And that's where the issue is. They've partially released the statistics. So we don't actually hold. Now, we've asked the department as parents, we've asked the department for the remainder of the survey and the remainder of the results, and the department haven't issued them yet.
What would you like to see happen, Gabrielle? What is it that you are looking for? As you said, in Cavan, all the schools around you are denominational.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. I mean, I think you start from the top, which is all children have a constitutional right to attend a state-funded school without having to attend religious instruction. So that's number one. So this is just a basic constitutional right which has been enshrined, and it's very apt now that we're talking about the foundation of the Republic now at this stage, since the Constitution was put in place. So that's number one. Is that practical? Potentially not. Everybody's beating the drum about divestment. Divestment, when you hand it to the people who are controlling it, will never happen. We know it's been an abject failure. That's without a shadow of a doubt. And there's a very simple, very, very simple way of dealing with that, and that is to remove faith formation from the schools.
So we're way behind in Europe with other countries.
And
do you mean from, just before I let you go, do you mean from all schools?
Yeah. Well, I think the safest way for that and the cheapest way for the government would be to allow sacramental preparation to be done within the community like it's done in every other country. And that way you don't have a problem. Okay. So there's no division
in
schools.
And the fact that survey showed that the majority of people in denominational schools are happy with that, so therefore didn't want it to become a non-denominational.
Again,
so
they're looking at the percentages.
Yes,
you know,
but it was 90% of schools would be statistically significant. So if the majority in 90% of schools want denominational education to remain as their school, the notion that we're going to get rid of religion in all schools, that seems very unlikely.
Well, if we take statistics, is it slightly concerning that over 40% of children currently in denominational schools are not having their constitutional rights upheld?
Well, the only thing I would say is the Constitutional Right to Education, Article 42, guarantees free primary education for all children and places a duty on the state to ensure a minimum standard of education. Where does it tie that in with religion?
It does if you read Article 44. So Article 44 is that they're entitled to education free from any impingement of religious belief. and they're entitled to not even be in a classroom for this.
Okay.
So that's specifically outlined in Article 44 in the Constitution.
I fully understand that there are many parents who don't particularly want a Catholic education, and that, you know, more power to them. That's not an issue at all. I fully understand all of that, but there's a lot of nuances here, because there's a lot of people with, and even the text line is reflecting lots of different opinion around this. But thank you for coming on and highlighting it, and I wish you all the best with accessing education in the form that you want, Gabrielle. Thank you for joining us. That is Gabrielle Houghton there, mother from Cavan. Let us know what you think about all of this.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.